Good afternoon to all of you. Let's commence the press conference of the third film in the official section shown today, a film that we've just seen. It's a film, or it's a co-production between Iceland, Denmark and Croatia. Sparrows is the title of the film, and in order to present it here in the press conference, we have the presence of the director and script writer Runa Runarsson, the producer Mikkel Jersin, the actors Ingar Atli Oskar, Ingar Werth, and Jakob Schlusinger, Gunnar Roskensen, he's here for the sound, and also the author of the sound design, Jakob Schlusinger, is with us today, who did the editing as well. Okay, first questions, please. I hope I got all of that right. There were a lot of names there, okay?
¿Alguien se atreve?
Is anyone going to break the ice? Otherwise, we'll ask the director to please explain how the idea was brought about for making this film, whether it's based on real events or anything, or on a novel, or is it a script that you wrote yourself, and how did the idea occur to you to make the film?
Start with saying, oops, feedback. Really nice to be here. Everything that we do is more or less.
I don't know why. Yeah. Just
okay, thank you. I'm going to start again. For me, what matters in the work that we do together is to portray our hearts and hoping to that your hearts will reflect in our projection. Everything that I have written so far is based on first, second, or third hand experiences. It's about people that I love, but then there is fiction as well that is put all together. And I don't name my references. It's not their fault that I make films.
Sí, por favor. Un segundo, le acercan el micrófono.
Welcome to all of you. It's a beautiful film, not only because of the faces and the plot and the landscapes, but also because of the subtlety with which you address issues like paternity and separation. It's quite surprising to see that young boy that for the mother is a child and he turns into a man in a couple of days, the truth be said. I would like you, and it's quite surprising to us Spaniards, we're very surprised that all of this happens at daytime, because all of these things that we associate to nighttime happens at daytime. That surprises us enormously, and it's very difficult for us to understand that. Could you tell us that difficult life that you're showing of a young adolescent there and what happens with other, for example, during the daytime, and what happens to other adolescents when it happens to them at nighttime? Can you make that comparison or parallelism with doing both things, okay?
I missed the beginning of the question, but I think I got it overall. The thing about the light is during the summertime the sun doesn't go down, and as well for people that live up there, you get you lose a sense of time because of this, and so There are big parts of the film that happens during the night, but the sun doesn't go down. About growing up in these surroundings, of course it varies between countries and societies within countries, how harsh your childhood is or how much you're exposed to alcohol or etc. But I think we are being true to life up there, more or less. What we try to achieve is we want the audience to sense, to have a realistic, to sense reality, but it shouldn't only be a reality. We try to take poetry, we try to project some kind of poetic realism, and that was our aim, and I hope we succeeded. Thank you.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
¿Cómo se han sentido por el tema de...
Can we can ask you, the actors, how you've asked the same question to the actors that the director has just answered. How have you addressed, how you've done your work, how you are the main actor, for example, the leading actor, and how you are addressed playing your part or playing your character? How did you go about doing that?
Thank you. Well, me personally, I'm not a educated actor. I haven't studied acting. So to me, taking on a part is always a very different thing for each project. So for this particular part, I was kind of struggling with it at first, but then as soon as we flew out to the location where we were shooting, we shot it on location in the West Fjords, the small fishing village of Iceland. So coming to that location really helped getting into the isolation of the character, I guess. And I think also that it was a good choice to, because I was staying in a house separate from the other cast and crew. So I think that really helped make the isolation real to me. And I think that helped in the character creation.
Not too sure whether the rest of the actors, the rest of the cast, would like to add something as regards to what was just asked.
Well, it was just a conversation with the director and reading the script again and again and again, and slowly get into the character. And you know, get to know this guy also. I don't know what to say more. It was like it's a difficult part for me, I think, because I'm not that nasty, you know. No, I was trying to find little details here and there, so it was so we had a good, great conversation, we, Runar and I, when we before we started the shooting.
And not a lot of dialogue either.
No.
Okay, next question, please.
Partly answered my question. My question was for the father and the son, the two actors, and I wanted to know more, what kind of difficulties you encountered and how did you surmount those difficulties in engaging in this relationship, which is difficult but also very common.
Well, for me, I've looked up to Ingvar as an actor since I was a little kid, and I've always dreamed of working with him, so I was a little stressed at first to work with such a prominent actor, and But Inkwad really, really took me in, and he took me under his wing, and I think that really helped me, because, like I said, I'm not an experienced actor. I'm not, you know, I don't do this often. So having his help really was really helpful for me.
Yeah, for me as well. I mean, he's easy. So that was easy for me. Of course, it matters a lot that your fellow actors are, you know, easy to just be with. So that was not a problem. But and then it's just like I'm not like this kind of method actor. So I just use my techniques, and so it's more or less like, you know, we can make a joke before we go into a serious scene. That's no problem. Actually, it's a relief. And then you just stay focused when the camera is on.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Okay, next question, please. Hi. Dear the director, I would like to ask you about the locations. Could you be much more precise? What part of the country where it's shot, and what importance does the landscape have and the surroundings? And whether you could talk a bit more about that being daytime all day long and night long, how does that influence the personality and the character of the people? I imagine he refers to the people in the film and the characters.
Yeah, it's northwest part of Iceland, and it's more or less as north as you can go. Iceland is actually closer to Greenland than any other country. It's only more or less where we were shooting, it's only 200 kilometers over to Greenland. The effect of the daylight and lack of daylight, which is another story not portrayed in this film, is there is a saying about people in Iceland, they drink a lot, but because of different reasons. During the winter time, there is no sun, especially in this area where the mountains are so up north. So people drink because there's a lack of light in their life. But on the opposite end, during the summertime, you're so full of energy that you don't know what to do. So people drink to let this energy out. There are actually horrible statistics about, I think it's every fourth male, and I can't remember, every sixth woman in Iceland that goes once in her lifetime to alcohol rehab. But even though this misuse of substances is a part of this story, that was not our main focus in making this film. It was the essence of the heart. It was the grayscale of life. We didn't want to make a dark ending. We didn't want to make a bright ending, because life isn't like that. You're always in the grayscale of life. And after you have seen the light, yeah, there is always shadows that are luring behind the corner.
Cheers.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please.
Sí, claro. Un segundo,
I wanted to hear the voice of the actress, and especially as the director said, he's telling stories that really happen. He's not given names, and you didn't tell us where these examples come from. At your age, just like the other actors, have you gone through similar situations, or this is very strange to you that a girl and a boy in their first meeting, something like this happens to them? This is for the actress.
Okay.
I didn't really quite get the question, but for me, playing this part, of course, when you're young, it's easy to fall in love and to fall in love with your best friend. I'm really grateful for this opportunity, and working with Runar was amazing, and we had a really good preparation. And if you're wondering whether the scene, the difficult scene for me, where I was raped, it looks horrible. And for me, it was hard, but that was that was one of the easiest shots, though, because we were so focused, and Runar just helped us through this, and everyone was working together on it. So, yeah. But about getting into character, I think the isolation definitely helped. And just, you know, imagining that you're a girl in this little village, it's, yeah, it's, that helped.
Yeah, she was asking if it's quite common, these things really...
Do these things really happen? That is to say, are they very common in Iceland, of young adolescents and rape and all of these things happening? That was the other side of the question. Okay.
Okay. Yes, I would say this is a very common thing in Iceland. And right now in Iceland, we are really outspoken about these things. The last 1 year, we have really opened up, and many young girls and women are telling stories about them being raped.
And men, of course.
So yes, I would say this is a very common thing, and in many cases, it's someone who's close to the person that does this. But yeah.
Good afternoon to everyone. Congratulations for the film. Internally, I feel very upset. I'm a separated mother and I have a teenage daughter like you. It made me readdress many things vis-a-vis communications with my daughter from now on. And the truth is, congratulations, how you've portrayed your role, the way you look and how you portrayed your feelings helped me a lot. I think the scarce dialogue in the film is replaced by the excellent interpretation and portrayal of you, of all of you, and congratulations for you. And as a mother, you touch a very sensitive fiber in my inside of me, seeing the way you portrayed your role. So thank you. Any question? More questions? Any further questions? Okay. Well, and that's the end of the press conference. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. And thank you very much to all of you.